today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about Lady Fatima.
Daughter of the Nabi, Lady Fatima, wife of Ali, Lady Fatima, she is the king, Lady Fatima.
Today, Monday, is the 2nd of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we choose Chapter Al-Ahzab, verse 33 of the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا.
And abide in your houses, and do not display yourselves as was the display of the former times of ignorance. And establish prayer, and give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah intends only to remove from you the impurity of sin, O people of the Prophet's household, and to purify you with extensive purification.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
According to the view of all scholars of Islam and commentators, the application of the term Ahlul Bayt here refers to the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and this is the thing which is understood from the parent of the verse itself. There are a lot of translations recorded in the sources of the Sunnis and Shia, which indicates the addresses in the mentioned verse are only five persons. They are Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, Imam Ali, Hazrat Fatima, and the Imams Hassan and Hussein, peace be upon them all. The infallible ones, for the sake of divine aids and their own pure deeds, are in a state that they do not go towards sins while they have power and authority to commit sin.
Allahumma salli ala
Come here, we're going to learn more about Fatima. Fatima, peace be upon her, lived the calamities of her father and saw the persecution and harms that he suffered. She suffered and felt pain for her father too much. Lady Fatima alayha salam lived with her father and saw what he suffered of calamities and distresses which the villains and sinners of the Quraysh poured on him. She suffered and felt pain and fear for her father. Lady Fatima also witnessed with her father the conquest of Mecca. She saw her father's great victory and the submission and subservience of Quraysh to him.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of Fatimiyya. The only way to reach the truth of monotheism is to reach the truth and secrets of Al-Qur'an. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that Qur'an is in the chest of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted divine knowledge. Who are they? But who can claim to be the bearer of the facts of the Qur'an other than the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam? Can anyone tolerate the secrets of Quran? The Prophet ﷺ said that Salman and the kind of Salman should be found to take our burden. If our line with the Imam of the Ummah is broken, the guidance line of Allah Almighty will be closed. Then Al-Quran, which is a guide, becomes misleading. So we can see that outcome and consequences of that. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Anni tarakum fikum al-thaqalain, kitab Allah wa 'atrati." That is, I leave the book of Allah and our 'atra among you. He says that these two lights of truth are remaining among you. So if our connection with these two fields is cut off, our connection with the Holy Prophet is also cut off. He says, "Inni tarakum fikum al-thaqalain, kitab Allah wa 'atrati, ma an tamassaktum bihima lan tadhillu abada." So as long as, as far as you cling to them, you resort to them, you are not going to go to astray. So this is actually a connection between us and the Holy Prophet.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
About Lady Fatima's characteristics, we reach to her infallibility. Lady Fatima was infallible, and this is an indisputable fact. Allah had purged her from every sin and every defect and endowed her with all virtues to make her an example for all the women of the world. She was an ideal example in faith, worship, chastity, purity, charity, and kindness to the poor and deprived. Prophet Muhammad made all his nation, through his repeated sayings, know that Fatima was apart from him, and that whatever pleased her would please him, and whatever displeased her would displease him. That she was apart from the Prophet means that she was infallible, since the Prophet was infallible. The true traditions that were transmitted from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, confirmed that Allah would be pleased with the pleasure of Fatima and would be displeased with her displeasure. These traditions mean that Fatima had reached a degree of faith and piety that would take her to the same rank of the infallible prophets who sincerely obey Allah and knew him as he, the Almighty, was.
Oh, يا سيدتنا ومولاتنا إنا توجينا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا
Fatima, the axis of infallibility. Since Lady Fatima is the axis of Ahlul Bayt, she is also the axis of infallibility as indicated in Ayah 33 of Surah 33 from the Holy Quran. She was the mother and the spiritual coach of all the Imams of Ahlul Bayt. The infallibility, bravery, and guidance of all the Imams of Ahlul Bayt were inherited from their mother, Holy Lady Fatima. When Lady Khadija, peace be upon her, was pregnant with Fatima, she used to speak with her. One day, when the Prophet of Islam heard his wife talking to her baby, she said to her, "Gabriel has given me the glad tidings that she is going to be a baby girl, and her generation will be blessed and pure, and indeed the Almighty Allah will continue my generation from her offspring and will make them the Imams and the vicegerents of Allah on earth after revelation has ceased to continue."
It is reported that a man once asked al-Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi alayhi, he asks the Imam a series of questions regarding the Lady of Light, the daughter of Rasulullah Fatimatu al-Zahra salawatullahi alayha. One of the questions that this man, this student of the Imam, asks is, "Ya ibn Rasulillah, why was your grandmother given the name Fatima? The same Lord who named Yahya, the same Lord who named his other representatives, and behind their name selection there is wisdom. Why did Allah Azza wa Jal assign this name to your grandmother? Why was she given the name Fatima?" Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi alayhi, you find that whenever he is asked about Lady Fatima, the Imam alayhi salam's eyes fill with tears. On one occasion, there was a man who comes to the Imam and says to him, "Ya ibn Rasulullah, Allah has blessed me with a daughter." The Imam alayhi salam, he asks him, "What have you named her?" He says, "I named her Fatima after your grandmother." The Imam alayhi salam, his eyes fill with tears, he says, "Idhan fala tadribha wa la tasih fi wajhiha." The Imam alayhi salam says, "Now that you have named her Fatima, I have a special request from you. Do not hit her and do not abuse her." Because the Imam is trying to tell us that Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, was abused.
Dear brothers and sisters, it seems that our time is over. What you've just listened was the episode of today's special about Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Thank you very much for joining us, and may Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك.